Good morning. If you've just joined us, you're on The Morning Show with Dave and King K, and we've had a very special guest to start off at 6 minutes past seven, bright and early, the early bird, you see, Paige Woppington from Redesign Interiors. How lovely to see you again.
And you too.
And you've been around the world since last we spoke. Well, certainly you've been up in Africa with interesting projects in Uganda.
No, you're Rwanda.
Rwanda?
Yes, nice. I've been in Kigali, yeah.
Rwanda?
Yes.
Oh, wow, tell us about that.
Oh, sure. Rwanda's amazing. The biggest thing that everyone says whenever they go to Kigali is how clean it is. There's absolutely no rubbish anywhere.
What?
At all. So that's always a big surprise for everyone, especially coming from South Africa. And it's beautiful. The people are amazing. They're so friendly, so kind, so now, safe. It's lovely.
Is Rwanda the country that has a very forward-thinking president that has created all sorts of tourism opportunities and done wonderful things to preserve the gorillas' infrastructure and environment? In fact, he's increased their environment by making arrangements with local inhabitants in those vicinities to give them incentives to stop damaging the environment. There's a whole lot of really good stuff that I've heard about, but clearly you weren't there on that mission. You were doing beautiful things. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we have a house in Kigali. It's in one of the newer areas that overlooks the whole of the city. It's 8,000 square meters, so it's a massive, massive private residence. But in the last couple of, well, maybe a year now, they changed it to a boutique hotel. So it's 9 rooms, but it's got 8,000 square meters. So it's got so much in the property. The bottom floor alone has a bowling alley, 4-lane bowling alley, 27-meter pool, a sauna, a storing room, a home cinema that seats 25 people, teppanyaki bar, whiskey bar. It's like it's insane. There's so much involved.
So how did you, from South Africa, land a contract with such a gorgeous establishment in Rwanda?
So my business partner in Africa, we actually studied together at Tech, and she lived in Rwanda for 6 years. And she was doing interior design there. So when that came along, she called on me for some help, and we've been working together on it.
Oh, wow. That's brilliant. I've got a problem with your microphone. I wonder why. But I think that'll probably sort it out. So that's how you came to be there. But, I mean, presumably, and I just asked the question because I have no idea, the owners of the property must have, must have given you some kind of briefing for what they're looking for. What was that?
In the beginning, it was the private residence, like I said. So they had an amazing architect on board, and the plans for the building were amazing as it was. So we just kind of went with that. It's 3 levels. So we had a from dark to light concept that went through the house, and that's what we started off with. And then as we got further into the project, it became very personal for them, and they started to bring in history from their life that we use to create all the different spaces. So the rooms themselves have all got a country that they're based on, because the owners are from Rwanda, and then the wife is from Uganda, and then where they lived, where they met, where their kids were born. So there's New York, Washington, D.C., Kenya, Rwanda, and Uganda.
Wow. But that's lovely. So presumably budget isn't a problem for them.
Well, we've had a lot of freedom, yeah, and it's been amazing. We've had such a fun time with the project, yeah.
So now, presumably, this goes onto your portfolio as one of your more recent triumphs, but you've had others, no doubt. Is this your first time working out of the country?
We did do a hotel before in Rwanda as well, so that would have been the first time, but yeah, this is more recent, yeah. So.
And how close is it to completion now?
Like almost. When I was there now, there's all the hotel staff are there, so I was being served all the amazing food, and yeah, so they're almost ready to launch.
Nice. What have been some of the challenges working in Rwanda for you?
The biggest challenge would be the shipping and getting everything up to Rwanda, because there's not much there, so everything has come from South Africa.
Okay.
And a few other things from other countries, but mostly from South Africa. So just, you've got no control over shipping. So you say it's going to arrive in April and it arrives in June, and you can't do anything about it.
And if it's wrong, it's a problem, because you can't exactly go back down to the store and swap it out, or if it's damaged. Or,
you know, yeah. I Yeah, so those are challenging, and we've got to obviously bring in replacements and that sort of thing. But on the most, it's been pretty good. Like, what's arrived has been right, and, you know, that sort of stuff. But, yeah.
And when it comes to things like paint and brushes and, you know, ordinary consumables, shall we say, are they available?
Yeah. Yeah, so like those sorts of things, sure, we can get that in Rwanda, but maybe not always the same quality that you're used to. So like, I would travel with building pencils and tape measures.
Building pencils?
Yeah, no, it sounds ridiculous. But you know, the pencils that you use to mark the walls and whatnot, like the tilers would use and all the guys are using, so you can get them there, but they don't last very long. So I would take with me.
Okay. So you, when you go through customs, they really pat you down. You go, what are you bringing these things for? There's got to be it's peculiar. Who travels with building pencils? I mean, really.
Yeah, it's been fun, though.
And when it comes to dealing with bureaucracy there, or the authorities, I'm just curious, work permits and that sort of thing, are they welcoming?
Yeah, so there's been some guys that have been there for, you know, extended stays, and then they've got work visas to be there.
But as a South African company?
No, as a consultant going in, I mean, I'm in for the most 10 days at a time, and it's been absolutely fine, yeah.
Is Rwanda a country that you might consider as an alternative permanently, but maybe as an option to live in?
So the only thing that would be a withdrawal is that you can't get everything there. So even when you're coming down to like food, you know, that can be a bit challenging. But yeah, on the basis of it being safe and beautiful and clean and friendly and all of that, definitely. And I'm dying to go into the countryside and see all the amazing forests and lakes and hopefully one day meet the gorillas.
Because they've been through tremendous civic strife in the past. Mm. And are there still scars of that? Do they linger, or is it all over by the shouting?
I must say, I haven't really experienced anybody there saying things about what's happened to the country. But I have met Rwandans here that have said things, and it's just, you know, it's horrific. Like, you don't even want to go through that.
Well, I just want to say, it's a country that has an horrific past, really.
Mm. Yeah.
In terms of human rights abuses, etc. And yet, it's emerged from that in a new form with a very progressive president, and it seems that the policies that he's been implementing are paying dividends. The tourism industry is booming.
Yeah.
And clearly there are opportunities. Well, in any country there are opportunities. One just has to look at, around the world with the oligarchs from Russia and what's happening in America now. And even in Ukraine there are multi-gazillionaires doing well. So it's lovely that you're now rubbing shoulders with the very rich and famous in Rwanda. And this is going to lead to more and more excitement for Redesign Interiors, I'm sure. They're going to recommend you to all their friends.
Yes.
And soon you'll be jetting around the globe and sending us wish you were here postcards.
Yes.
Well, that's wonderful. So Redesign Interiors is now an internationally... Well, let's just say you're on the international map as a designer, which no doubt obviously raises the bar somewhat in terms of profile for you as a designer, because you've paid your dues, you're doing extremely exciting work, and now you're moving into the Bolito territory as a kind of decision that you've made, because there's lots happening in this little bubble of ours. Very exciting. What projects have you got your eye on here? In other words, what would you specialize in terms of offering your services? Would it be new builds? Would it be renovations? Would it be a hotel? Who knows?
So new builds at the moment is a focus that we're building on. We'd really love to get involved with houses at the beginning stages. Like, once you've got an architect on, then bring us on to get the whole concept and idea put together alongside the architect. That obviously leads to a better space in the end, because we've got a good place to start, and we can work alongside the architect bringing together everything. So that would be great. And then I love working on restaurants and hotels, boutique especially, because they've got so much elements that we can work with, and we can usually build in such a divine concept. So yeah, that's the basis.
And just finally, at the moment, what are the because there are always trends, and what are the trends at the moment in terms of, let's look, talk about commercial design, hotels, restaurants, what are people looking for?
definitely something that's original, which is quite difficult, right, to get through. But nowadays, you've got so much information in front of you. Like, you can go on Instagram and experience so many hotels across the world. So if you're building something now, you've got to step out the box. Like, you've got to be something even more exciting that some that people want to go through and take photos at and, you know, post on their platforms wherever. So I think you've got to really get involved and step out and see what's happening around and then be one better.
Yeah. It's all about experience now.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
But function and form is equally important, so that's the challenge. Because you can have a lovely crackerjack, happy, and it doesn't work. And looks lovely, but beds are horrible, the chairs don't work. And that's the thing. It's not just all snap, crackle, pop.
Yeah,
It's got to work.
Yeah. Even down to how the hotel operates. Like, you've got to make sure that you've considered how staff are moving around the place, and do you see the cleaners? Do you not see the cleaners? Like, you know, how does room service get to the rooms?
Wow.
All of those things contribute to how you design the space. So there's a lot involved in just that process before you get to go, oh, look how amazing this is, and yeah, it's so beautiful, I can't believe it. You know, there's all that stuff too.
Yeah, it's the real magic trick, hey? It appears flawless and seamless and effortless. And behind the scenes, that's where all of the cogs are whirring and turning, the work that goes into anything like that. Mm. You know, it looks so effortless and so gorgeous, and you must know if it looks like that, there's a huge amount of effort that's gone into it.
Yeah.
And that's why it's important that you, if you want to really live the life or experience what the best in life has to offer, if you are able to engage with a professional that knows their trade and that can bring out exactly what it is that you have in mind when it comes to your interior design. Our very special guest, Paige Woplington from Redesign Interiors, Happier by Design, is your contact point. Presumably on all of the social media platforms, but you have a website?
Yes, have a website, redesign-interiors.co.za. And then we've got Facebook and Instagram as well. I haven't quite got onto other social platforms yet.
And look at you doing this podcasting on 88FM. I turned on the TV the other day to listen to the... Because I sometimes monitor the station on television, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I like to see the big picture. And what came up? Paige Woplington, beautiful picture.
Wow.
Did you see it?
No, I didn't.
I asked the girls to send you. I had it on my... I'll show you.
Okay.
I will show. It looks so... You see, so not only is... It's not just a singular focus. You are everywhere with 88FM. How lovely. And we'll catch up in a week's time again for another conversation with Paige Woplington from Redesign Interiors. This will, by the way, be up as a podcast shortly. So if you've just joined us and you're wondering what these O's are talking about, well, you can find out for yourself. And the show continues with Chloe Clark.